B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And intercepted! Intercepted by Fuller at the 30. His second of the game, he takes a knee. And that should do it for Monday Night Football. The rookie with two picks in Tampa Bay.
What happened there last night, Joe? Your guy.
Was that baseball guy doing a call on a football game? Hey! Swings and misses! Well, I tell you what.
The rookie with two picks in Tampa Bay.
How do you say hey? For a guy that leads the league and passes into tight windows, when he misses, he misses. And this isn't just a Tampa thing. This is the final, you know, two or three years in New England, too, for Tom. Like, I keep going back to that Redskins game this last year. We were down in Washington and up in Buffalo, just the, you know, Carlos Hyde gets him on, you know, just grotesque red zone interceptions. Even in the Super Bowl, like the crazy wild throw to start a game, deflected off Hogan. Like when he misses, he misses. Like there ain't anything close. That's like a punt. I don't know what the hell he was looking at with going down a seam to break. That safety was deep. And you take the pre-snap read, you get four guys out in route, deployed in route. Your big guns are down the left side. Did you really not see that safety? Like that throw right there. Plus, he overthrew him by 5 yards. Like that's a miss. Massive miss.
Yesterday, I caught some of Felger and Maz talking about the Patriots, and I heard a point by Felger that I think is really good on Cam Newton. And not so much a reflection of Cam Newton, but maybe just the Patriots where they're at. When they need the crunch time quarterback play,
yeah,
you know, the fourth quarter big clutch comeback type of plays from Cam Newton,
yeah,
they haven't gotten them. And how a different quarterback and a better quarterback may have changed a number of games for the Patriots.
Yeah, Cam's like winless in those last 10 or 12 situations. Just no chance.
So just that particular point sort of stuck with me yesterday. And as I was watching last night and watching the end of the Bucs game.
You get the ball, you thought they're at least going to get a field goal.
You know who isn't that guy anymore either? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not that guy anymore. Tom Brady is not the guy who you want on the field needing the clutch play, clutch drive. I mean, this is a situation where you need him. You need him to come through. This is why the Buccaneers went and got Tom Brady, right? So yeah. At the end of these close games.
That's what they said. They actually said on the broadcast last night. This is why you got Tom Brady.
That's why you got him.
Yeah,
this is why you signed this guy.
Why you pay the big money for those guys.
It's why you said, you know what, for the next 2 years, we're going to hitch our wagon to Tom Brady and give him $50 million because, you know what, this is,
hello,
in the short term, the guy who will change our fortunes at the end of these close games. He's the guy that will can bail us out, can make us better, can be all of those things. Can he?
No, like that one was bad. Like the first one deep line, he got hit on that one, so that ball kind of hung. I think that was the biggest part of it. But I mean, you even look at this, the way they line up here. Your big guns are on the left side. You got Godwin. He could have thrown the hitch to Evans. Evans would have had the ball to 50. Wide open.
They tried showing.
He chooses to go to the second backup tight end down the seam.
Well, they showed that reverse angle where it's like, well, here he's probably screened by the nose tackle and he couldn't see the safety. I'm like, did he see the safety pre-snap? Like, did he knew they had a secondary. He knew there was a guy back there. He laid that thing so far out in front.
Yeah.
And the receiver didn't do a great job of getting there, but it was so deep.
Is the safety that dumb that he's not going to favor the right side? And that's what Tom anticipated? Pre-snap read, safety's in the middle. I got my big guns out here on the left. I'm going to sneak one up the seam to the right, to the tight end that they're not paying attention to. That safety's all the way over looking right at that tight end.
That's a bad miss.
That's
and, you know, this comes after losing track of the number of downs against Chicago.
Whoops.
This comes after getting their ass kicked against the Saints and him having the worst rated passing performance of his career. I mean, these are now, you know, a handful of examples of Brady not being at his best. And so when I look at Tampa, I say, yeah, they're in a division where they can win a lot of games, except for maybe playing the Saints, and they're going to get to the playoffs. I firmly believe that. But when you watch this team, and you know what it takes to go on a real run in the playoffs, do you think they could win the Super Bowl? I have zero faith in their ability to
Right
do
now,
that.
Right now, no. I think Green Bay is a paper Green Bay is going to be a paper 13-3 type team. They'll end up screwing it up somehow in the playoffs. They'll get popped. This team here that's starting to come on a little bit. The Rams and the way that West is starting to shape up. I think all those teams out there, Seattle, the Rams, Arizona, obviously now they're all pushing each other. Like they all think they got a shot. Other than that, it's Tampa and the Saints. There's nobody else.
And they're now 1-2 with Antonio Brown on their roster since signing him.
13 targets last
night. I just think is terrific.
He wants to feed him.
Yeah,
boy.
Keep trying to feed that ball and force it to Antonio Brown. Keep losing.
He wants to see, and I think Tom wants to go deep. I think he just wants to light it up deep.
He had Brown on one last night and went off his fingers.
Oh, two weeks ago, he had
because
him wide
ass
open.
That is how Tom Brady won so many Super Bowls, was always trying to force the ball down the field and go deep. You're right. He's going back to his old playbook of success by throwing the – what? Like, what is that? What are you doing? Oh, I want to throw deep. What are you trying to get on the top 10 on SportsCenter?
You see how easy it is to throw the short ones to Mike Evans and have him run over six guys to get in
that
the end
touchdown
zone?
That Mike or Evans Godwin? Had was incredible.
Oh, my God. I almost fell off my couch.
You imagine having a guy like that on your team? Like, here, take it. Go.
Just throw it to him. Everybody, just throw short
to him. That's not sexy. That doesn't get you on the top 10 with Scott Van Pelt. Does he still do a top 10? Is that still a thing?
S&P? Oh,
yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Does
the top 10 still exist?
I can't tell you. It's the only time I watch ESPN when these games are on. That's it.
Scott Van Pelt is the only guy left on ESPN that I think is worth watching.
He's great.
For anything.
They
I love him.
Top 10, they do a not top 10, they do a Friday funnies or something.
I know they do the bad
funny
beats.
Stuff.
Oh, they do a Friday. Ha ha.
Bad beats are
I
sort
think
of
it's
great.
Something like that.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this is all about with Brady, but hey, man, 7-4 is good.
Better than
the Patriots. You're better than the Pats.
He's 7-4.
This isn't a Tom versus Bill thing.
He's 7-4. He still throws the ball into tight windows. He has grotesque interceptions. He's got 25 touchdowns and 9 picks. One more than he had last year.
Those are not Brady-esque numbers. Brady in his prime. So you know what you got to ask yourself, too. You mentioned the last 2 years he was in New England throwing passes like this. Is Brady in decline? Long pause.
Brady and change. I think it's Brady and change.
Brady and he's changing.
No, I mean, this year,
Brady
like
and
I'm
changing
saying,
for the worst.
Who, what other quarterback or what other players moved to another
Brady
team?
Brady and decline tend to struggle. Show.
But I mean, he's still good enough to get him to 7-4, and they're going to be in the playoffs in it.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a tough out. How much is not having, you know, preseason and being around the team, being able to get it up and going for him?
We're still like talking about that for a guy who's been in the league 20 years and he's not playing 11 games.
It's not his offense.
I know, but still.
If you let him run his thing like they let Peyton run it, I think
it'd be
different.
Well, he was running off-season workouts. He violated all the rules to keep plowing through.
He was throwing routes. They weren't running, like, plays.
Getting on the same page. Learning offense. Yeah.
He'll be there in the end.
He's in decline.
You think he's in decline?
I think so, yeah. I don't think he's the same guy he was 3 or 4 years ago. Not even close.
Well, nobody ever is.
Yeah. No.
I mean, his interceptions here like were head-scratchers.
I think we're finally starting to see it. Maybe. And it's becoming not seeing little small indicators. We're seeing multiple games this year where they could have been in it and they could have won it if Brady was the Brady of a few years ago, and he just isn't.
What was worse for you, last night or Chicago?
They're both bad. Chicago's worse.
Chicago,
it's such a mental lapse.
I think Chicago. Like, Chicago. I'm more disturbed by Chicago because I take the first pick off him last night because he got hit. That second, the last one there is a killer. It's an ender. That one you can't take back. But that's a throw. But not understanding where you're at on the field in the downs in Chicago when you got that team. You know, you had that team, and you blew that one. That one was more egregious to me than this one. Guess who they got this week? Chiefs. Should be a good one, huh?
Yeah, where you'll see the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah.
Play against one that is not top five anymore.
He's got his hands full this week.
Is he top 10? Is Brady a top 10 quarterback in the game right now?
Oh, yeah.
You say that with so much confidence.
Well, Wilson, Watson, Rodgers. I think you got to put Murray up there.
Murray.
Right?
Murray. Stafford.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take Brady over Stafford.
We'll have to see.
I wouldn't.
Let's go down the list.
Roethlisberger.
Maybe we'll do that. You know, let's just do
that. We got fun today.
Let's have a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, we'll have some fun today.
Regroup and collect our thoughts.
He might be borderline.
I'm not sure he's exactly top 10 material anymore.
I just ripped off six for you.
617-779-0985. Reaction of Brady last night against the Rams, who have just gorgeous uniforms, by the way, and maybe the best helmet in the
league. The helmet is great. The uniform's hideous.
You guys are all about that. Bright, that looks like sparkle blue. No. You know, like anything matte.
I like shiny toys.
I love their helmet, and I love the yellow pants that they have. Why put on that pajama white? It's like that.
Looks like a dirty practice uniform.
No, it's the stupid Patriots gray uniform they used to wear.
Yes, that's basically a dirty practice uniform.
Hideous.
We've got a lot to do today, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Bruce Arena, who's going to join us today. We're going to be talking to Chase Winovich today. We're going to be talking to Phil Perry for an hour today. We're going to do all this on the show. So jam-packed day. We've got something fun to do at 10:50. We've got a number of deliveries here.
That's great.
We've got to sort through.
We like when we get
packages. All that's on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
He lets it go deep middle. It's intercepted. Intercepted at the 30. Back to the 40. Jordan Fuller to midfield and left side to the 40 in Tampa territory. He goes out of bounds. Fuller with the pick of Brady.
I thought he called a good ball game. We got to execute better. You know, when guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep, and let him hit that guy instead of have that pressure that costs us an interception.
That's Bruce Arians throwing his guy Tom Brady right under the bus. 617-779-0985. It's Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download our app at our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Be streaming us. Tell those amazing smart speakers of yours to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm so smart.
Is that what they say?
No. What's up with this smart car? Hey, look at me. I'm so smart.
All right, so Brady, where is he in the league quarterback-wise? Is he top 10 material? At this point in time,
where'd you rank him in his own division?
Right now,
Breeze won.
Bro, Breeze is
if
not
he's healthy though.
Playing.
But I would say if Breeze,
I
didn't
don't think
have
Breeze
broken,
has had a great year though.
He hasn't either.
Want to do a statistical list of the quarterbacks this year? This is not a ranking. This is just going by the stats.
Sure.
Of where quarterback rating is. You want to go by rating? I think rating is typically a good number. Like, it's not a terrible stat.
Right. What's he in, 90s?
Brady this year is at 95.
Ooh.
Ooh. You want to know the list of guys with a better quarterback rating than Tom Brady?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Drew Brees is at 110. Derek Carr.
Ugh.
All right, so far, is there anyone that you say, no, I'm not taking that guy ahead of Brady? I think Derek Carr is the first
guy. Derek Carr's first one.
Deshaun Watson.
Deserves it.
Ryan Tannehill.
He's played well.
Right now, would you rather I love how we play the Ryan Tannehill game every week.
Take Brady over Tannehill.
We played it with Phil Perry last week.
Yeah.
Now we're playing it with Ryan Tannehill. Would you take Ryan? So if you're Tennessee and you opted to go for Ryan Tannehill this offseason and you opted to not go for Tom Brady, which we thought was surprising.
Right.
Wow, they're going
for. We thought that because we think their window right now is 2 years, 2 years to win.
Who looks right? Who looks like they made the good call there? Tampa Bay or Tennessee?
Tennessee does.
They do.
Because you kept your unit together. I think, and I go back.
There's a future there.
It's not an excuse, but they're the same team as last year when they got hot. So you keep everybody together and keep it rolling.
They still look like a good team.
Yeah, well, they're a good team.
And Tannehill's played well.
And they're physical.
Justin Herbert, who I like.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a 42-year-old or a 21-year-old.
It's not fair. I mean, what are you going to do there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would you take right now if you had a team?
Take Herbert.
That means Brady keeps sliding down this list.
But then, no, you're talking about team restructuring right now.
Okay, how about this season? How about right now, this for this season?
I mean, if I'm
2020, you got a team, who do you want running the thing?
I want Brady running it.
Josh Allen. Come on, I'm not picking Josh Allen.
I want Brady running it because that kid will screw it up at some point.
Ben Roethlisberger.
You flipped a quarter there.
No. Ben Roethlisberger has played better than Brady this year.
No, but I'm saying if right now, okay, go ahead.
If you're doing a top 10, if you're trying to see how many guys are ahead of him, I mean, we've named like eight guys
already. At this point in the season, if I'm right there, but I'm right there. Like, Ben's team's undefeated. Brady's 7-4. But, like, right now, with the rest of the season, I go, who'd you want your quarterback to be pulling the trigger? I don't know if I could pick Roethlisberger over.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say is safe to say. I think he's middle of the pack. I think he's in that second group of 10. Or he's teetering right at 9, 10, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, the more and more list you got, like Kyler Murray. Okay, keep going, you know?
He's just sort of falling down that list a little bit. He's not where he once was. Like, I don't know that he's ever going to get back.
You say the Joe Burrow thing with me. Like, if I'm going to take a guy like Justin Herbert, of course I'd take Burrow. You know, would you take Numbnuts down there in Cleveland?
Baker Mayfield? Yeah. No, he's a chump.
See, that's and then you factor in 10-cent head. Yeah. What about Lamar? Lamar's sort of getting exposed.
Yeah, year two, man.
Year two. Keep going here.
Kyler.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I'd say Kyler Murray, which is crazy because, you know me, I don't like the short guys.
What about Dak when Dak's right, you know?
Yo, God, yeah.
Yeah, see, factor all that stuff in.
617-779-0985. We'll go to Bill in Framingham. Bill.
Hey, guys. I know Tom Brady had a bad game last night, and he hasn't been the Tom Brady of old. But he went to Tampa Bay with literally the same offensive team as they had last year, minus their starting tight end, O.J. Howard. And they had the same coach, bumbling Bruce Arians. And they're going to make the playoffs. Where New England, without Tom Brady, is not going to make the playoffs. So even though he's in decline, he's still good. And you know what I'm saying? The Tampa Bay team's going to the playoffs. The same team they had last year, Godwin. Evans.
Yes, you've said that. Bill, we agree.
Yeah.
Brady's in a much better spot than the Patriots.
Yeah.
He's on a better team than the Patriots. He's got better players around him than he had the last few years with the Patriots. He's going to the playoffs.
Somewhere nice.
He's going to win more games. Yes, it's not a Patriots versus Brady thing. Yeah. No, Brady put himself in a better situation. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
He's got place on the water. You know, Alex and AB are with him right there. They got jet skis. I mean, even though they got unattached and ended up in the bay, and she's somewhere nice. So, got everything rolling for him here.
Jake in Boston is with us. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Blaze.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jake.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's a great week. Hopefully everyone stays healthy.
What do you got, Jake?
I could give you football analysis for why Tom Brady is struggling, but that's not me. So, this is from Tom Brady's November horoscope. He's a Leo from astrology.com. Quote, there are dark days ahead as Venus explores her darker side and encourages you to do the same. You might be attracted to all the wrong types of people now and vice versa.
Antonio Brown.
What's the wife?
That's Antonio Brown.
Jake, when was she born? When was the wife born?
I don't know off the top of my head. There's also this, guys. Quote, the 19th brings a Venus-Saturn square that's accompanied by more than its share of angst and disappointment. Sounds like the Buccaneers right now. Sometimes it seems like no matter how hard you try, you can't make things turn out the way you want them to. There does seem to be something missing with this football team. I think Bruce Arians' job is certainly on the line. And during the fourth quarter of last night, it was like where Josh McDaniels would be perfect for calling this offense. But mind you, if we go back in time and you look at the yearly horoscope, I think I mentioned this a couple months ago, it was also dead on. Quote, Saturn and Pluto hit you with the reality check at the beginning of the year. Like it or not, you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes if you're going to keep going strong through 2020. There were obviously some big lifestyle changes for
Well, how does Uranus factor into it?
Of course you'd make that joke.
Thank you, Jake, for your Miss Cleo moment of the day.
As it turns out, Giselle is a Cancer.
I knew you were going to say it.
While Brady is a Leo.
Yeah.
Now, according to my sources,
yes,
this is not your typical compatible zodiac matchup.
Oh.
Most signs would indicate that they would not last for very long, which is why you really have to concentrate on their moon and Mars signs.
Mm.
And as Jake was just talking about Venus, that factors in, I'm sure, in some way. But it's a fascinating zodiac, either compatibility or incompatibility, depending on how deep a dive we want to do on this. Should we block out some time in the 11 o'clock noon,
questions.
Maybe 1 p.m. hours?
I think we've covered it.
I think we've barely started.
I think we've covered it as much as we want to cover it.
What the hell was that?
What is that from, T-Bone? What was that?
To hit the button.
You have questions. I have the answers.
Oh,
who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what I thought. Don't go. You hear me?
Don't go.
You see... Giselle's moon sign is in Scorpio,
and
Brady's moon sign is in Aries. They are opposite. They're exactly six signs apart on
opposite
the zodiac wheel.
Right.
They complete each other.
They do.
You
yin and the
complete
yang.
Me, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Broken heart necklace, completion, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
Those two.
How's a Leo and a Sagittarius do?
Are you a Sagittarius?
I'm a Sag.
So you want to know if you and Tom Brady are compatible?
No, my wife was born. She's a Leo also. My daughter was born on Brady's birthday.
I'll look into it. Okay. Yep. I'll do your charts.
My other daughter was born on Pearl Harbor Day.
T-Bone, could you or B-Rob do the charts for Mr. and Mrs. Zolak at some point during the show today?
No. B-Rob do that.
Joe in Providence. Hey, Joe.
Hey, we should give Mr. Cleo a fantasy sports show where you call in, you get a different perspective. You say, like, hey, I'm thinking of picking Mike Evans on DraftKings. And then, you know, he can tell you, like, oh, no, don't do that. Like, his moon is in, like, September or something. You know, he can give you a whole different perspective on
there's
it.
There's something to
think about.
That.
Yeah.
It probably worked better in our picks.
So, as for Brady, 2.5 minutes to play, my best friend and I both text each other at the same exact time and say, hey, we've seen this before, right? So you're giving Tom Brady the ball with 2.5 minutes to play down by a field goal. Yeah, well, we know how this game's going to end up. Total surprise. If nothing else, you know, there's been a lot of disappointments this season from the Pats. And if you're still rooting for Brady, there's been some tough games to watch for the Bucs. But if anything else, you have to say it's definitely different around here. It's been a long time since things have been different. And I'm really interested to see how this guy does in the playoffs, though, because he tends to step up. But if he has a big meltdown and it's all his fault, I think he might be all done.
All done.
Would he walk away?
No. No.
I don't think he will before the end of this contract.
Right.
So I would agree with that.
At the end of his contract, he sits down and readdresses it.
Well, the idea, by the way, that he is absolutely going to sign another contract after this. I know that people that know him have said that.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it for 1 second.
Especially if it doesn't go well this season or next.
No, I agree with that. And if, you know, he and Arians can't get to a better plane where they're both on it. And the killer for them is that they've whizzed down their leg in primetime games. Like, every time they're on national TV, they flub it up.
I guess practicing at night didn't work.
Probably want to move that schedule back, right?
They tried something different.
They suck in primetime.
Didn't pay off.
They're lucky they beat the Giants.
We've got B-Rob here today. He's back there answering the phones. He's also, of course, just pumping out Celtics coverage on Boston Sports Journal.
Nice.
We've got the latest on Gordon Hayward.
I want him to explain to me like I'm four. This NBA math, because it drives me freaking insane.
Zoe needs to have something mansplained to him by B-Rob.
So I thought he's already gone, but the Celtics got left at the altar, but they're trying to get something back.
Yes.
Explain it to me, B-Rob.
Zoe doesn't understand. B-Rob's here. He'll help Zoe with that coming up in the latest on Gordon Hayward. After headlines, here's Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
2021 Celtics are worse. They're worse without Gordon Hayward. Long term, we'll see, because I don't think they could have had Gordon Hayward at a big number, Kemba at a big number, Tatum and Brown at a big number. It was not going to be palatable to them. But next season, and they're clearly in their championship contention window based on their playoff performance. Next season, they're worse. They could not execute a sign and trade with Indiana, which I think is actually the most interesting element of all of this. And Charlotte now has to pay Gordon Hayward $30 million a year. So we're going on 20 years of Charlotte not winning a playoff series. Not exactly the sexiest free agent destination. And
it is not.
You want to clown. 2002. You want to clown the contract. That's fine. Just know that it's not like the Pacers and the Celtics were offering $80 million. They weren't offering $120, but my best intel is something like $105, $108, $102, $110.
At Zach Lowe on his podcast, that last part's the most important part of that conversation. It wasn't as if the Pacers and Celtics were offering $80 million. They were offering over $100 million to Gordon Hayward.
Still wasn't $120.
Wasn't $120.
What's the issue?
What do you mean?
$120 guaranteed versus $100? It's easy math to me.
Yeah, if you're only about the money, if you're about where you want to go and you want to go to Indiana and they're offering $108 and you get to go home where he thought he was going and thought it was a done deal, then again, he'd be there. He'd be there.
So what? This is why I asked yesterday, if he really wanted to go to Indiana, couldn't they sign him? And everyone said no. You guys told me no. So was that incorrect? Could they have signed him for that?
No, they could not have. They would have needed the trade.
B-Rob.
That's not disputed.
Okay.
He opted out of 34.1 guarantee.
But it tells you that conversation with Indiana was ongoing.
So the conversation with Indiana, B-Rob, was 108, but it was going to require the trade.
Exactly. Okay. It had to be the sign and trade, and that's... And I think what it came down to, guys, and I think you guys pretty much nailed this yesterday while I was listening.
Thank you.
Ainge.
Thank you, B-Rub. Member of the Celtics media.
No.
Confirming my thoughts and opinions on the matter. Thank you, B-Rub. No.
Beetle nailed it. Zoe and I either didn't know or didn't care.
So,
respectively.
No, thank you, Artie. Thank you.
Is that accurate? You start talking about contracts and money in the NBA.
Matching money.
My eyes gloss over and glaze over faster than just about anything else. But go ahead, B-Rob.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. I would also like to add in this one brief piece of information from Scott Agnes, who covers the Pacers over the weekend. He had tweeted out, he reported that Gordon Hayward was willing to take a hometown discount. And again, more on the same front of he thought it was a done deal. Same as Chris Gasper had reported here on the Sports Hub over the weekend.
Correct.
B-Rob, please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so this comes down to Danny Ainge and the Celtics didn't want to take back Miles Turner. And the Pacers weren't going to offer anything better than that. And so rather than Hayward waiting out that negotiation, the Hornets swooped in, offered more money, and Hayward said, screw this, I'm gone. I'm not waiting because I don't think Ainge is going to budge.
Okay, so and this was my theory yesterday, that it wasn't about the Celtics, you know, screwing this up and not believing that Hayward had another deal with Charlotte. It was more in that they were so opposed to getting either that player or those players back because... We talked about it yesterday. It's like, all you got to do is move them. All you got to do is, if it were that easy, then sure. But you might end up with a couple of players that now what am I going to do with these guys?
No question. They probably went out and tested Miles Turner's trade market and went to other teams and said, hey, what would you give us for this guy? And the answer is probably, we're going to give you nothing. You're going to have to give us a
bag of rocks.
The Celtics. Exactly. There you go. You're going to end up with a player that's going to cost you something to get rid of.
And that's the issue right there. That's exactly it, Hardy.
That's the part that I nailed.
Right.
That's Thank
why
you.
I said everyone nailed stuff yesterday. You guys did a good job on this. Oh,
nice. Thank you. Thank you, B-Rob. Thank you, B-Rob. That's what I would say to that. So,
Thank you, Benny.
Here's one of the things I did say, and that is that Ainge maybe didn't believe Gordon Hayward that he was going to go to Charlotte, and that's why he held strong in the Indiana deal, right, as opposed to just walking away because he didn't like the asset.
Oh, you got
to
play poker sometimes. Yeah.
So what about that, B-Rob? Do you think Hayward and or his agent called up and said, "Hey, we got to deal with Charlotte. If you don't do this with the Indiana, we're gonna take the Charlotte deal." And Ainge and the Celtics said, "We don't believe you. I'm calling your bluff."
They said that, or they were like, "Okay, go do that, so we can work out a sign and trade of Charlotte and maybe get this trade exception,
okay,
or something that could help us more down the line than whatever Indiana was going
to
give."
See,
us.
The latter sounds more plausible to me than them just saying, "Don't believe you," and we're calling your bluff.
Here's another question I have that we haven't really focused a lot on. Those early reports of other teams like the Knicks being in on Hayward, was that all smoke?
Posturing.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
That's agent stuff.
We mocked it as soon as it happened. We're like, yeah, oh, come on.
It's an agent.
Which is why when you hear Charlotte, your reaction, we weren't on the air. But if we had heard that same day, we might say Charlotte's bogus too.
Right.
And that's why I think Danny Ainge said, "You're not going to the Knicks. Stop it. I know you're not going there. I know you're not going to that crap bag team in organization just because they want to pay you. I know what you want. You want to go home. So let me work this out."
See, but what's another easy market where you could blend and nobody's going to crush you there and the environment's going to be fine and maybe your family's going to like it better there? Charlotte could have been in play and that could have scared Danny if it was Charlotte.
Here's one more question. Is Indiana pissed? Is there any indication they're not happy now because they lost out on Hayward?
Not entirely. It wasn't a great value deal for Hayward at 4-1. It would have been a great story. I think it would have been the marketing department in Indiana is probably pissed because that helps you sell tickets, bring down the hometown kid. But from a team standpoint, they shouldn't have given up TJ Warren for Gordon Hayward because TJ Warren is cheaper and is more healthy recently and might be the better player the next few years.
Okay, so explain now to Zoe, what do you need to have explained to yourself?
This stuff back and forth now with Charlotte where you're trying to acquire what space or picks?
Yeah, so
I thought it's done deal. Trade's done.
Trade is
not trade,
done.
But signs done.
There's no trade.
What trade?
There's no trade done.
Hayward, essentially, Charlotte can sign Hayward outright. But what Danny Ainge and the Celtics are going to do is like, hey, wait. Let us sign and trade you Hayward so we get a trade exception. What a trade exception is essentially is it's like cap room for a future trade.
Sounds fun.
So you could.
But you have one calendar. It's like it's a year. You have to use it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's how they, you know, got Isaiah Thomas a couple years ago. It's you can turn it into good things if you, you know, give up draft picks for, like, say, Bradley Beal becomes available. If you have a $30 million trade exception, then you can say to the Wizards, hey, we'll give you a couple first-round draft picks and take a bad contract if you give us Bradley Beal. So it kind of sets you up for the next thing, which is why it's really important here for the Celtics, because if they don't get it, then they have no way of adding anyone to the roster, really, unless they give up a good player like Jaylen Brown or Smart.
Got it?
Yeah, nice team.
Got it.
You're getting hosed.
If they don't get this, this is going to look really bad.
Why are you getting hosed? Do you have a chance to get
What if Jordan doesn't want to do it? Why should they? Why should Charlotte have to work with you?
Maybe they want to.
Well, that's what Rob just said. If you don't end up doing this, it's going to look really bad. But that is the question that I asked, that Zoe just said. Yeah. Why would Jordan do him a solid?
He has no incentive to. You're going to have to sweeten the deal a lot.
There you go.
You're going to have to give him something of value.
Pick. Maybe a couple second round picks. We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see what the walkaway price is for the Celtics.
Here we go. More picks.
Second more rounders in
Danny
the NBA
picks,
draft.
Baby. Yes.
Well, the good news is Danny just hoards picks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
4 years for the last, I think, 5 years here they've taken.
Flip that Memphis pick they just acquired. Oh. You want that? Have it. Picks. What if the picks really, again, outside of like the top five, you're talking about Tatum or Smart,
number three.
Or one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What number 20 something? Have it. You want it? Have it. You need a pick.
Players like that Pritchard kid.
Picks. It'll give him picks.
Yeah.
Right. You're afraid you're going to miss out on the next Pritchard?
Yeah. NBA ready.
Come on.
NBA ready.
All right. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We've got a delivery. We've got one.
I'm excited because I like opening packages.
It's
better to receive than to give.
It's from our friend Bruce Arena. He's going to join us today at 1 o'clock, but he sent over some things this morning. Let's find out what he sent us. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Teal picks out Buchanan. Now Bo. Gustavo, far post. Carlos Teal, volley! Oh, what a goal!
Rev's getting ready for their next matchup against Philly tonight. You ready, Hardy?
Hey, look at him.
Ready? Got your gear on today?
I'm repping. Boy. I'm repping today.
Rev boy's already
repping
going.
The Revs.
That game on Friday night, and I'm looking forward to talking to Bruce Arena today because you know we talk about how hockey teams look different in the postseason. NBA teams look remarkably different in the postseason when they start playing like really hard defense. That was a different team on Friday night. Like that was unbelievable. And I don't know if it's by design. I don't know if it's just kind of like next level stuff, but in a play-in game for them to play the way they did and to score the goal, the game winner was like in the 93rd minute. They were into injury time when they got the game winner. It was fantastic.
And they had a lot of chances in that game.
Yes.
I was concerned they were not going to capitalize.
Still had issues with the finish, but
yeah.
I mean, with, you know, finishing on certain chances that they had, but they look good.
So we got a delivery here from One Patriot Place today, and we knew it was coming. We knew this was going to happen.
Well, right? I mean,
Bruce was going to send over some goods.
Classy guy.
He said, I'll send over the beer. We win, I'm sending there. He sent us a ton of beer.
Man of his word.
A ton. Right. We just put a couple on the counter there.
It was cold.
But the fridge here at the Sports Hub is no longer full of turkeys and hams. It's now full of beers, courtesy of Bruce Arena. He sent us a note here. He sent us all kinds of stuff here. Ready? Gentlemen. Thank you for your support. I look forward to having a beer with you guys down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Arena. Nice little note. All right, do you think this is really Bruce that wrote this, or
yes.
Is this secretary?
No, I think it's him. This is a thing for him.
If it's handwritten,
yeah.
Then I would be surprised if it wasn't Bruce himself.
Okay.
If it were typed and then just signed, maybe someone else
signed. I mean, Bruce Arena is an important guy. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, hey, secretary.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
No. The really
Please
great,
write this letter.
Really great, good ones do that. Like, Belichick does this, too. It's handwritten, and he takes the time to do it.
All right, so we've got that.
I think Bruce has that.
And these are...
What do you got there?
This looks like a bag of jerseys. So let's see what we got here.
I'm missing my bag. Where's my swag bag?
This is.
That's a Zolak jersey?
A Zolak Revs jersey.
Shut the hell up.
I kid you not. Look, it's real. It's got all the real sewn patches. Look at that thing.
What does it say, Zolak?
On the back. Now, in soccer, they call that a kit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kit.
They put my name on it.
Yeah. All right, so you got a Zolak.
Look at that. I'm going to have to change into this during the break.
Oh, thank you very much.
What's it say on yours?
It's got a Bertrand one here.
It says Bertrand.
You spelt it right.
Thank you
nice.
Very much.
What do you get, Paul?
It's nice.
I don't know. See if there's anything else in the bag.
A nice jersey.
I'm about to get T-boned.
I don't like how this is going.
I don't like how this is going.
We got more. We're not done yet. We got one for Louth.
Louth? Oh, wow.
Come on. Jim Louth gets one.
If there's a God, nice. If there's a God, there's nothing in there for Morgan.
Thank you, Revs. Gorgeous. Absolutely there, gorgeous.
How many more. Left?
Nothing, hold on. Hardy and D-Rom.
Give the last jump. One. There's one more here.
Oh, come on.
Nameless. Come on, ready? Nameless.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Nameless. It's nameless.
Either way, it's going to be fantastic.
It's not nameless.
Either way, it's going to be fantastic.
Name.
Is it Radzik?
Radzik.
What is it?
Yes!
It was a Radzik.
This Loser. Didn't happen.
For our program director.
This did not
Rick
happen.
This is a running joke now. Loser.
So our program director got one. Our assistant program director got one. And the two hosts of the program, Zolak and Bertrand, both got one. Sorry, Hardy.
Did the host of the Revolution pregame, halftime, and postgame show get one?
Sorry, T-Bone. First it was the Cannons, now it's the Revs.
I don't believe you. Zoe's got... What's in that bag over there?
I have regular t-shirts.
Right.
Empty the bag.
Let's see.
I got a beer opener. I got koozies.
No, the shirts.
I have just shirts in the bag.
Let's see. Throw one.
I refuse to believe that just happened.
Oh, no. This is nice. This is a nice shirt, Hardy.
It's a nice shirt for you. I'll write your name on the back. White out.
How's it feel, buddy?
With a bottle of liquid paper.
Oh, look. It's nice.
That is nice.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
That actually is my last name, so.
There you go, Hardy. They got one for you here.
All right.
It's a nice shirt.
Radzik. Ralph.
Yeah.
Zolak. Bertrand.
That's got Thomas's name all over it.
Imagine that team on a soccer field.
I was joking when I said Radzik.
I wasn't.
Well, you got it right.
He gave me the look.
Shirts. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Revs.
Thank you, Coach. Always looking out for us.
Appreciate you. That is so nice.
Welcome to the other side, Hardy. Welcome.
Hardy, you probably have an expansive benefits package as being... part of the pregame for the Revs, no?
It's true. I did get my benefits letter and package from the
Craft Sports Group. Wait a minute. You could still go to Pro Shop and get one of them made, and you get a nice discount.
God, yeah, I
get
it. These kids are going to love this.
I got a coupon for 30% off for holiday shopping. That was part of my benefits package.
Nice jersey.
I just love seeing Louth. Name Louth. It's so plain.
Is it me, or have the Revs changed their jerseys a lot over
changed.
The years?
Yep.
Is that a soccer thing? Do they just change them a lot? Sort of part of the gig in the MLS.
Who's got a nice uniform?
I mean, they've always been nice. They've always had nice uniforms.
Who's got a nice uniform? Revs or Pats?
Oh, Revs. Not even close. Way better uniform.
It's
a great looking uniform. Great looking kit. Great looking shirt.
That is so nice of them.
No, they
classy.
Do.
Classy.
Way better uniforms than the
T-Bone
Pats.
And I just became 50% better friends because now I know what it feels like.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah.
You wanted one of these? All right. Well, sorry, Hardy. Hey, Chase Winovich is standing by. We'll talk to the Patriots linebacker coming up after.
Do you feel
headlines.
A certain amount of respect by being given that gift,
yes.
Beetle?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Is it about the shirt?
You feel higher up.
The shirt? The shirt's just a token of the appreciation.
Now I sound like one of these dumbasses walking around talking about not feeling respected. That's what it's turned me into.
I feel respected.
That's fine.
That's nice.
Used
that's
to
nice
it.
Shirt.
Tip of the cap to us today.
Damn, well, you've been a big supporter for a long time, so you deserve it.
I know. I like those guys.
Radzik, yes. For the boss. Always take care of the boss.
Take care. Grease the people
that
matter.
That's right. What's important.
Wow.
All right. Headlines here. 90 Rick seconds. Radzik. We're right back. We'll talk Radzik. To Chase Winovich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.